This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So, you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So, whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to the Bachelor in Paradise wrap up. I'm Amy, here as always with the VIP guest and co-host, Haley Strong. Haley, how are you doing tonight?
Amy, I can't wait for us to devise a plan to go on somebody else's podcast. And then, like, I'll go first.
You go first.
And then you also come on the podcast, and then we kick the other person off the podcast and take over. How does that sound?
Ooh, which one should we go for? We've got some options.
I don't know, because I won't subject myself to the fandom of Big Brother. I'm too stupid for many of the other shows. What if we just take over 90 Day Fiancé? What if we just...
Okay. I'd have to brush up on it quite a bit. But...
Me too. but I think it's feasible.
Okay. Yeah. Nobody tell.
Yeah. Nobody tell. No, this is our secret plan totally that we're going to talk about in open.
Yep.
No one has an idea. Absolutely nobody.
And Us Weekly article is going to come out really soon.
We're going to get so many Instagram followers on your private Instagram that you don't want anyone to find.
Yeah.
That they wouldn't be able to find. When you first follow me on Instagram, I'm like, who is this?
Speaking of, I joined the groups of unfollowing just to make a statement. I might join back and follow some people, but for now, they deserve an unfollow. Certain people that I was fans of, no longer.
Do you think I should do it? Is it too petty? Like, I do follow Piper.
Yeah.
Should I unfollow her? Is that too petty? Maybe. I'm going to do it anyway. You're right. My refollow.
Yeah, exactly. It's just sort of like, I'm not cool with what you did. So if you're doing it for followers, just give them a break for a little bit. these were eventful episodes, but upsetting episodes.
Yeah, like it seemed like we focused on like one thing for 4 hours straight.
Right. Just changed out the characters.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, well, before we get to that, let's talk about some Bachelor Nation adjacent news. Happier news than what's going on the beach. Dancing with the Stars cast was announced, and a former alum is in the cast. Were you surprised about this particular casting choice?
I was. I guess we're welcoming Matt James to the Dancing with the Stars family. I am pretty surprised about that.
Yeah, same. I thought he was kind of just done with... I mean, I guess you're no longer the Bachelor, but that's what you're gonna have to be. Like, that's why you're on there, you know?
Yeah.
So how soon until Tyler Cameron follows suit? Because we've had Hannah, now we've had Matt.
I thought it was going to be Tyler. I thought it was gonna be Tyler.
Okay. Yeah, I can see that. But I'm excited to kind of get the updates from him. He was promoting something to, like, everybody follow this thing and then I'll shave my beard, but obviously he was going to shave his beard anyway for probably was part of the contract in Dancing with the Stars. But yeah, I think I'll be DVRing and fast forwarding and tuning in to certain contestants.
We will be watching. We got very into Dancing with the Stars last season. Mm-hmm. I can see that happening again to us.
Yeah.
is there going to be too much TV? Ethan wanted to make a list of all the things we had to watch, and we have got a lot coming up.
Yeah, I did that kind of in quarantine the first time around, and like a notes app on my phone, and it started to get overwhelming. At first, it was like, oh, I can't wait till this, listen to your heart turns up. You know, and I can check that box off, but now it's like, there are too many things to watch. I agree.
Yeah, it makes me a little nervous. I get overwhelmed easily. I also don't like commitment.
At some point, we're going to get the senior bachelor.
Oh, my God. Are we going to do that?
I mean,
listen, Amy,
we might have to protest the regular bachelor. So we might need new content.
If the senior bachelor is in our off season, like our March off season, I don't know if I can do it.
Okay. I might have to look for a senior correspondent.
It sounds awful. I love talking to you every week. Mm-hmm. We've been talking about The Bachelor
so long.
Yeah, and we're going to talk about it for like 9 months straight.
I know. I know. That's why I'm kind of like, there's rumors out there of who the next Bachelor is. And if it's a negative choice, you know, maybe we'll just, this is our hiatus. Who knows? We'll finally push us into it.
We're big talk. I also said I would refuse to talk about Victoria on the podcast.
Yeah.
And luckily she didn't have to. Yeah. That I didn't have to much, but.
Right. Yeah. If she was still goddess on the beach, we'd probably be forced to. But yeah, no, I'm excited to watch Matt James, but yeah, I don't think I can tune into like the 2-hour episodes every week in full. So I think, the select contestants that I'm interested in.
Yeah, well, it's a great DVR show because you got to zoot through so much of the preamble.
Yes, there's so much of like last night and, you know, the results show. You don't have to see anything. You just fast forward to the results. Mm-hmm. So that'll be good. But let's get into what's been happening on the beach. Finally, like I said, some content. But yeah, it's this new storyline of who is here. The storyline we've never heard of before, but who is here for the right reasons and who had strategy. It sort of felt like, let me know if you felt this, like we're watching maybe a Big Brother or Survivor, the way like some of the talk was going.
It did, and some of the camera angles were very Big Brother.
Yeah, true. Because it was a lot of like questioning and trying to figure out people's intent and catching them in lies. So yeah, it was reminiscent of some of these other shows. And then at one point, Jasenia was like, can we vote this person off the island? So, but of all these couples and situations, we kind of start out with about a half hour of Kendall and Joe content. Do you even remember?
Oh my God, I forgot about Kendall and Joe.
Yeah, like that was what we came into the week, was the cliffhanger. And it's basically forgotten with all this other drama that's happened. But
yeah. So Kendall and Joe, I don't know here. I feel like I appreciated the way that Joe approached it with both Kendall and Serena. Mm-hmm. It was very much like, what is it that you want from this? And it's just, and I feel like I appreciated Joe's perspective of him being like, she's over it, but she's not totally over it, and like I think she just wants the closure of it rather than actually to get back together, where mm-hmm. for me I was perceiving it as like she's trying to get back together with him even though they know that like they have this huge difference, blah blah blah, blah.
Yeah, or almost like, yeah, let's just get together for a little bit longer, like I don't want you dating anyone else, and you where nobody's getting married just yet, right? So let's just, yeah, maybe you want to live in LA again for a little bit, half the year, something. But yeah, they kind of talked it out. It seemed like we were just kind of getting clarification on how it ended. And he was kind of calling her out a little bit on, well, it wasn't like it just ended there. Like we tried this. And then they just, it seemed like Kendall had a hard time with suddenly they were just cut off. You know, so it sounded like kind of like you break up, but you're not fully broken up kind of thing. And then eventually it's like, okay, we can't just kind of stay in touch. That's too painful. That's unclear. So we're just cut off from each other, and it sounded like she didn't really want that. So, I don't know. I thought Joe had a good point about like how she didn't even give Chicago a try or wasn't willing to. Like, I could see how that would be hurtful, but it seems like they're both not willing to live in the other place. So maybe it's a moot point.
Yeah, which I think is fair. And I think they are allowed to want to live where they want and have that expectation for their life. But then that just means they can't be together. And I know that sucks because they still do like each other. Like, it wasn't a cruel breakup, or it wasn't like they fell out of love breakup. It was just like a logistical breakup. And that's very hard, but it's just like, that's just the way it is. If you guys aren't willing to be together like that.
Yeah. I've heard some people commenting that they couldn't really be like head over heels completely in love and have that be a barrier. Like, they would have found a way to work it. Like, Kendall was willing to give up Joe for, you know, wanting to be in California and vice versa.
Yeah. Yeah. And I thought it was, what do you think of Joe's point of like, you could have tried, you didn't try. You always said that you wouldn't move for a man, but I thought like I was more than just a man at that point. What do you think about that?
I thought that was a good point. I mean, we talk a lot about how we don't like the way The Bachelor has typically framed the Bachelorette seasons, like as if the women need to move to wherever the guy is, no matter, you know, even if the woman is the lead. So I see Kendall's point, like, I don't want to just look like I'm following somebody or moving for a guy, but if he's the love of your life, it's not like the same as just like, oh, I'm just going to go move because like a guy I'm dating lives there or he's pursuing something here. And
yeah.
So I think, you know, he tried out living in LA, but he was also doing Dancing with the Stars. So I don't think either of them really had like a fair try, you know, like that's going to be a stressful time. You're not really going to see if you like living out there, I think, for Joe. And, you know, they're influencers. I think they could do like live in two different places and yeah, make it work and part-time in one place, part-time in the other. It's not like they have the Canadian border or anything like Katie and Blake are dealing with. So
yeah, I don't know. I just like, I kind of understood where they were both coming from, and like, she shouldn't have to do anything she doesn't want to do. But, you know, if that was such an important relationship, then you should be able to make some sacrifices or, you know, compromises and say like, hey, you know, let's try this for a year. And if I don't like it, then let's figure something else out. Or, you know what I mean? Just some whatever. But I don't know. Mm-hmm. I don't think they should get back together, and I don't think they're going to. Because then Joe went to Serena and was like, hey, this is what it is. I'm not as sure as I was about how I'm, you know, my fear that was over her, but I am wanting to focus on you. And I hope that's something you are interested in as well. And I think Serena took that very well. I thought she had a very mature response to it and, you know, saying like, if that changes, like, I need to know. And he's like, that's completely fair.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I guess we can assume that Serena really wants to live in Chicago, or, you know, isn't thinking like too seriously yet. One of the two.
Yeah.
So Kendall says she's there to stay and is there to, you know, see what else is out there. But all we really saw of her for the rest of the time was just sort of talking with Tia and, Becca, and didn't really see her bonding too much with any guys. It seemed like she was bonding with the women, but didn't seem like she had her sights set on anyone, nor did we really see anyone saying like, I don't know if the guys just don't want to upset Joe, but you would think she would be someone that the guys are pulling to talk to. But we didn't see it.
No.
Not yet.
There was some like really funky editing or like a timeline following. There was a lot of like day one, day two, then we went back to day one, day two again. Like,
yeah, it just seemed like it, like some of these people aren't here. Yeah. Let's see. Who do we want to get into next? Do we want to get into the big stories or wrap up some of these like smaller ones?
Let's, I guess we should do the smaller ones, right?
Okay. Abigail and Noah.
I'm glad that they took some time to think about what it is that they want and were able to come back together and be like, hey, I've thought about it. I know what the issue is. And like, let's see what we can do here. Does Noah not like express anymore? Like, I feel like he's saying words, but he does he not believe them, or he's just like trying to remain as calm as possible?
Has he not read the emotional maturity book that he received from Bennett? No, I think he is hard to follow as well. I don't quite understand this relationship or like what the big issue was. I think it was maybe a case of just comparing, and you know, we see this on Asia and I talk about this on Married at First Sight. Like the couples get married, you know, at first sight, then they go on their honeymoons and kind of see the other couples that were also married at first sight. And then they'll see like, whoa, that couple is really lovey-dovey. Like this must not be my match, you know? Mm-hmm. So it seems like maybe there's like a certain way that you're supposed to be in paradise by day 7. And she was just like in her head about it.
Yeah. Like, babes, you don't have to be engaged at the end of this.
Right.
It's not a requirement for a successful relationship. I mean, like, look at it. Some of the longest lasting relationships that came from it did not leave together. Like, look at Kevin and Astrid. They didn't leave together. Joe mm-hmm. and Kendall didn't originally leave together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, the smart people. smart people say, like, let's skip out on this whole thing and give me your number. Mm-hmm. So. Yeah. I just started thinking about like who is going to be the person. So we see who is going to be the host that has that serious talk that the former host used to do, like, guys, if you're not going to get married, it's time to end your relationship now.
Is it going to be Lil Jon?
I know. This will be a complete change of tone, but I always thought that was like so heavy-handed and just so abrupt when they would do that before. So I'm here for it. Speaking of, though, we did get a new host this week, but not on the Monday episode. But
no, we just went hostless for Monday.
And I feel like last Tuesday as well. Like there's just this whole gap in time. So I think they have some improvements they can do. But I'm starting to like the variety. And it seems like now these hosts are more like, not really that they're like hosting dates, but they're just kind of introducing a new theme into the like Lance, Sprott, Becca, and was more kind of chatting and getting to know, like, you know, kind of sparking some conversation, moving some things along mm-hmm. and more involved as a conversationalist. And like, he was one of them on the beach. Titus comes in, throws a party. So we'll see what Lil Jon brings next week. But yeah. Abigail and Noah back together, and another couple that finds their way back to each other, Mari and Kenny. I don't know. They don't seem to get the heat of like they knew each other, but I think they had to have had something because she made a beeline for him right away. And I don't understand with having no other basis why everyone would be like so into Kenny. So I feel like there's at least DM conversations, but I don't think they had a plan like we're going to be together. But the fact that they were into each other right away, and then she can't stop thinking about him from that short time and was all in on him, and that he has these other women that were pursuing him. He was had something with Demi, but really wants to get back with Mari. It's like there had to have been something more, I feel like, than like the first few days.
Yeah, I know what you mean, because it just seemed to be a little bit of a disaster. Mm-hmm. What do you think about Demi in this situation? What's the scoop here?
Yeah. I feel like
did
she had
really
every right
like
to be
Kenny,
upset,
or did she like Kenny liking her?
Yeah. Like, I feel like she has every right to be upset for him, like, suddenly dropping her for Mari, when that point of, like, why do you want somebody that like showed that they didn't want you? And I've been here wanting you. But at the same time, I don't know that it looked like they had anything really deep going on. It didn't seem like, I don't know, like she was into Brendan at first and they just kind of found their way to each other. It didn't seem like they were having those like deep conversations about being exclusive anything. Or anything. Yeah. So, yeah, I have a hard time like even figuring out Demi this time around.
I would agree. I just feel like she's playing a character and that's not really what I'm going for here. I don't know. I just feel like it's just being played up a little too much.
Mm-hmm. And then I guess Tia was just like, I went on a date with Kenny. What do you know? Like she's just not bothered at all. So
yeah, I feel like Tia knows that she's just here for her like 4 days in Mexico before heading home.
Yeah, it's like a girls trip. It's kind of fun.
We're getting to the point where there's not much staying power in the people who are coming in. I mean, besides the predetermined relationships, of course.
Is that what the producers have decided to do to make sure that there is some stakes when these latecomers come? Because
maybe
it's always been like they go in and out and there's no, I don't know, nothing that's going to last. Or it just like pushes somebody else out that wasn't a strong relationship, but then they get to the following week and it's like, oh, we have to get engaged. Bye. Let's leave now. Yeah. So,
yeah.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
The Vietnam War, it's over.
Your job has just begun.
A new HBO original limited series.
Welcome to the world of spycraft. Strap in.
From executive producers Park Chan-wook and Robert Downey Jr.
What are you concealing?
Based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel by Viet Thanh Nguyen.
What if I told you that I was a communist spy?
How did you become this?
The Sympathizer, streaming April 14th on Max. Subscription required.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
All right. Now let's get into Piper arriving. This was really hard. This whole like section of the Monday's episode was really hard to watch. Really upsetting. And I think you felt the same way.
Yeah, I was upset. I was mad. Mm-hmm. I think there was a lot of it that was just like, I don't know. So what do we do here? What do we do? Like, I mean, it's funny because we were talking, you know, before filming, like, oh, like Piper and Brendan, what a fun couple. And then, you know, we heard they're on Paradise and we're like, did they meet on Paradise? Like, is that what happened? And then it's clear now that it wasn't. And is this annoying? Is this practice annoying of like, seeing somebody before the show and just going on the show because you know you're going to get more Instagram followers? Sure. Is mm-hmm. that really what I have the issue with? No, it's mm-hmm. not. The issue I have is the way that Natasha was treated, and I don't think I'm alone in this. Mm-hmm. The way that she had straight, it's not even like, I don't know, like, did she? No. The way she had, you know, directly asked, Brendan, like, are you and Piper a thing? Like, do you know her? Are you seeing her? What's the scoop there? And he just said like, oh, like we hung out, but it's nothing serious. Like I'm really enjoying making these connections with you. You're the only one here I want to talk to, blah, 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 blah. You know, he kissed her, she didn't kiss him. And, you know, she was kind of waiting for that. Like, she was talking conversations. And I feel like Brendan along the way could have easily been like, I'm not feeling a romantic connection, but I'm willing to kind of, I don't know, maybe be like, hey, like, if you meet someone else new along the way and you want to be with them, great. But like, let's kind of keep giving each other the rose. Like, let's do that. But it just,
yeah. Especially when he has all these strategies of trying to muffle what he's saying, right? So
yeah,
he could have just like suggested something at some point.
Yeah, it suggested something like, let's keep getting to know each other. If somebody else comes in that you're more interested in, like, please feel free. Like, because I don't think that this is a long lasting thing. I think anyone could have seen that. I think even Natasha probably knew that. It was like, mm-hmm. the summer camp romance a little bit. But the way that she was kind of just dropped immediately. And the tougher thing to watch was when he tried to tell her, like, oh, you had selective hearing, like, this was obviously a friendship thing, blah, 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 blah. Like, oh, you might think it's lying, but it's not. Or, you know, I feel like we talked a lot in that last episode or two of The Bachelorette of whether or not Greg was gaslighting Katie. And I think we could have gone, you know, a little either way-ish with it. This felt like textbook.
Mm-hmm.
Like, genuinely lying to her to try and convince her of a different truth.
Right.
Of which did not happen. And the craziest thing is, it's like, babes, like, this is on television. Like, I feel like, maybe I'm remembering it wrong, but, like, you know, the answer that Brendan gave Natasha was like, no, like, we just hung out a couple times. It's not a big deal. Like, blah, blah, blah.
And that he said, we've had deeper conversations. You and I, Natasha, have had deeper conversations than I've had with her. So to say that you're not, like, you weren't doing anything to, like, keep her from pursuing something else, you know, when you're leading her on, you know, he was, like, withholding, like, wasn't, like, progressing, like, affection-wise that she was expecting, but, you know, he would give reasons around that, too. Like, that he's more guarded and all these things. So,
yeah, like, it's just, it was like an active plan to mess with, like, it was just, it felt so blatant that looking at it now, he was just trying to give her enough to keep getting the rose to wait for Piper to get there and then be like, well, no, like, we were, that's not what was happening. I can't believe you thought that was happening. Like, I never gave you any reason to believe that. No, you must have just heard, like, you must have just been hearing what you, like, what you wanted to hear. And I don't know. It's just like, what is the point? What, I get the point of coming on with a girlfriend, but what is the point of coming on with a girlfriend?
Right. Especially when, okay, if they met 2 months prior. I mean, hanging out with someone 10 times within 2 months in this pandemic?
Yeah.
Like, that is so official. Like, it's just, I don't even know how you organize that when you don't even live in the same place. I mean, I guess she's New York, Boston, so it's pretty, like, train ride, drive, you know, whatever. But
Ethan used to live, like, 35 minutes from me, and that felt like a long-distance relationship.
Yeah, totally. So it's sort of like, why ramp it up too if you know, like, okay, we're going to be on the beach.
Yeah, like, let's,
we
just
got the contract signed, let's just, like, chill, you know,
because she was, like, saying he was her boyfriend basically on that mm-hmm. first date.
Yeah,
which is all fine and dandy, like, have a boyfriend,
and in those 10 times you couldn't figure out, like, what your actual story was gonna be, because she was
really
so confused by how he was acting, and she went right in and made a beeline for him, asked him on the date without talking to anyone else, and didn't even see the point of talking to anyone else. So doesn't see the point of the show, doesn't see the point of even playing along.
Well, it's funny looking back at it now, and, like, it's very much hindsight 2020, but, you know, if they came on here to get more Instagram followers, I think it would have been way more effective to just continue their relationship on Instagram outside this show, and that would have been much more beneficial to, like,
do, like, the Dean and Caitlin thing?
Yeah, to, like, their business as a couple.
Oh, then, yeah, they could have done a story where it's, like, they could have pretended that, like, oh, like, I don't know, like, Piper's not coming down, and then I don't know what it was, or, like, the one that got away, and then she shows up and, like, leave with me or whatever. You know?
Yeah, or, like, he just says, like, or he's just there and he says, you know what, I did have something with Piper and now I can't stop thinking about her and I am leaving. I feel like that would have been way more beneficial to their like Instagram followers, their relationship, than what is happening
and
now.
To show some respect and care about Natasha, like, besides not just what he was saying to her, but like all that behind the scenes, like horrible comments we heard.
Yeah, because like, is this situation that different than Demi and Christian?
Yeah, I mean, I guess Demi introduced like the idea of Christian before she showed up. Whereas with Brendan, other people were bringing that up.
Right. Yeah. That's fair. And like, I don't know.
He didn't act like he was conflicted about it. It was sort of like, he never really even said like, oh yeah, if she shows up. I mean, he knew she was coming and was like, I don't know if she's going to come. And
yeah.
Didn't really make it seem like they were going to meet.
And what he was saying about Natasha was like truly horrific. Like just that, you know, like she's annoying me. Like you don't know how tough it is because she's been so annoying. And like, oh, well, you had no other prospects but me. And it's like, well, yeah, because you monopolized her time. So she wasn't able to make those connections. And, you know, she could have talked to somebody else. She could have done something else. But you were just hanging around by a thread. For your own gain.
Yeah, because, you know, and then he mentions Piper, like, oh, not to sound cocky, but, like, a lot of people wanted to talk to me. So he had all his options of, like, who his mark was going to be, you know? Like, and so it's just, like, I don't know, like, pick, like, I think it was, like, strategic. Like, okay, Natasha, like, she's got her friends here. She's going to be occupied. And, like, there's a reason he didn't go with Demi, because she was going to be expecting, like, she expected like making out all the time and stuff. And
well, and she was like, okay, like I'm ready for be in a relationship together. And he's like, no, that's okay.
Right. Right. But he could have like, what about Victoria? Or like hook up with the Victoria that already had a boyfriend. Like that would have been a perfect crime.
Yeah, really. They should have like, oh my God. Yeah. That would have been so much better.
And then, like, their date was interesting to watch because it was so much of, like, Piper being so confused. But it was, like, why is she confused? Like, he had to kind of, like, tell her, like, try to hint to her. And then he just had to basically just say it. Like, things had to be done in order. You know, I can't, like, if I said I had a girlfriend, then I wouldn't be here right now. And she said, thanks for playing the game. And it just seemed like Piper was also taking a lot of glee in the fact that, like, they were pulling this out.
But then, like, why are they talking about it so openly? Like, I don't know. Like, you're talking to a microphone. I don't care. You're always on camera. I don't care what you think. Oh, this is an edited TV product. But, and, like, Piper put something up in her Instagram stories of, like, you don't know the whole truth. Like, you know, the typical, like, you don't know the whole truth. Like, it's an edited TV product. Sorry, they did not. Like, The Bachelor will Frankenbite.
Yeah.
They didn't Frankenbite that conversation.
No.
On the David, where they didn't think that like anyone was listening.
Yeah. And I saw Deandra had a story kind of responding to that and saying like, yeah, it is a TV show and you can say things are like, you don't have the full story and things, but you know, I was on the beach and those feelings are real and like the hurt feelings. And so to disregard that as if like nothing's real, you know? So yeah, it was just, I think the only positive seeing like was like people coming out in support of Natasha, because it was a tough situation for her. But yeah, I was surprised by kind of Brendan and Piper's responses too. It was like leaning into the villain thing, like Brendan, like here for the wrong reasons. He had a post, but no apologies on like.
Oh, he just put up he just put up apology. Oh, let me just find now. It.
Took some time to run that by.
Yeah, but also Piper had a kind of like smarmy, caption to her latest Instagram post, and I just noticed that she changed the caption to that. Okay, so this is what Brendan said. After taking time to begin to process the events that unfolded over the past few days, I realized I was wrong on so many levels. First of all, I removed my last post from my feed. I posted before the episode aired, and I had no idea the magnitude of hurt that I caused. My approach to many things in life is sarcasm. In this instance, with regard to my post, was completely insensitive. Most importantly, I apologize to you, Natasha. I hurt you. I am deeply sorry for doing so. I understand that the damage is already done, and all I can do going forward is to acknowledge the error of my ways. For those that felt my actions triggered certain feelings and emotions, I'm truly sorry. Lastly, despite the fact that Piper and I had misunderstandings going into Paradise, and I can't stress this enough, if you feel the need to express disdain for the situation, please do so at my expense. I am completely at fault. A full statement and apology will follow. Also, if you want to express disdain, don't like slide in people's DMs and tell them that they suck or whatever. Like, just get a podcast and talk about it.
Right. Yeah. Just, you can unfollow, you can mute, you know, but there's nothing more that, you know, needs to be like directed at them. Yeah, I can see like posting something before the episode aired, because he obviously did not think that those things that he thought he was like talking behind the scenes with the producer, or I actually heard on Charlene's podcast, she was theorizing, she was like, it's kind of rare for a producer to kind of just like on the beach, like just sitting. You know, because they showed Brendan talking to somebody, and she's like, it could be somebody that they're trying to protect in Paradise. So it could have been Serena P, who was like getting a really good edit, but she was shown talking to Brendan before about like, I think you'll be okay, Brendan. Or, you know, like Piper said something like, yeah, Serena was saying like, my name has been mentioned so many times. And, you know, I don't think they ever thought like the follower count conversations or anything like that they were saying negative about somebody would air. Cause it's like, that's not a typical thing that airs, to just be talking about like, oh yeah, I got this many followers on Instagram, you know? Mm-hmm. And they're scratching the mics and thinking that they're not in the shot or something. So,
well, it makes me laugh because not that long ago, I did a podcast with Rachel on the Hallmarkies podcast about a movie called something that I don't remember, but it was like Bachelor. And one of the things, like they had two rules, which was, or like two things to know, which was if you are outside of your room, you are being recorded. What you say can be used. Mm-hmm. And the other one was like, don't go by beside the fountain. And it was because the fountain would ruin the audio. So that just like made me think about what was happening on this episode. Like on that day, but I'm like, you guys are outside. Like they're going to record anything you say. Like, right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Save that conversation for when you get home.
Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of ways that you could just say like, Brendan could have just had a whole narrative with Piper on the date, like, oh, let me fill you in. So I went on this date. I've been like seeing Natasha here in Paradise. Like, if we're not like exclusive, but she's been interesting to talk to. And I let her know that we've hung out 2 times, you know, like you could have said, like, but it just seemed like Piper was like, it was so over her head. Like, I don't know if she had a different thought of what the show is, that you can just come in and be like, no, I just want to date this person and I'm not going to hide what it is. But she would have just been like, no, we've hung out way more than that. Why did you lie? So something wasn't, you know, that must be the misunderstandings that they had that he was alluding to. So the other thing that kind of upset me more when watching Tuesday's episode is we see another couple in the same situation, and everybody is like shooing them out of Paradise and calling them out. And it seemed like on the beach, like there were people that were, you know, like comforting Natasha and like, oh, that has to be really hard to see. But nobody, even though they could tell, like, okay, Brendan and Piper, like Brendan was not acting like this with Natasha. They're so lovey-dovey. Like, this is something that was like happening before they got here. It didn't seem like anyone was like,
no,
taking it up for her. Like, no. She even told Ivan, like, why didn't you tell me he was a liar? You know?
Yeah. And I'm not going to lie to you. I was pretty disappointed in Ivan this episode.
Yeah.
Like, you know, she was like, this is your boy. Like, you have to, you can't sit here and tell me that you don't think what he was doing was shady. And it was shady.
Right. Because we saw Tammy, she was like friends with Chris, and she had no problem calling him out for what he did. Yeah. Like, what's going on? So, yeah.
I feel like Chris and Alana had less of a plan going in.
Okay. Yeah, let's get into what we think happened there. So, in order to get there, we get our new host, Titus Burgess. Were you excited to see him?
Yeah, it was, but I feel like they didn't utilize him.
Yeah. Yeah, I would like to see the host like introduce everybody that comes in and greet everybody. I feel like there's some fun content there, and it's been really inconsistent. And almost like, I feel like Wells should almost introduce the host, because it's not a good look to have people being like, who's that? You know?
No.
But I liked that he was like, there's introducing this new twist of having this VIP party. It wasn't the super VIP party, but it was totally arbitrary in terms of like, okay, here's random names I'm going to rattle off. He did a great job of memorizing them because it was totally random, or getting them fed to him, but just to create a contrived situation of splitting up the couples on the beach in some cases. What do you think was the rhyme or reason here for this tight-ass party? Which, again, what was the... Why did we need that name? Just because it's a pun?
Yeah, drama. I don't know. I just... It wasn't my thing. It felt like The Wedding, except, like, tackier.
Yeah, that made it seem... It made it, like... It revealed to me more, like, oh, this is the same, like, conceit that they're using the structure of, like, some other event not everyone's going to get an invitation to, but yeah, there might be other people that you meet there. And then apparently it was like, so for the four women that show up, the producers had told them two of you will get a chance to go on the beach. So they're putting all this pressure on them to like go make out with someone, you know, basically like what Alana did. It puts more perspective for me on like why she might have been pretty aggressive, or you know, like setting sights on somebody. And like if I'm somebody new coming in and I see Chris, someone no one knows who they are, I'd be like, that's my strategy, I'm going for him because who else is into him? Like there's gonna be a little competition. So but yeah, it was kind of strange, like who got to go. I don't have the full list, but like Becca, Thomas, Riley, Kenny, Demi, so of course Marissa and Mari are back, you know, worrying about, you know, who's there.
I think Aaron went, Jesenia,
Chris. So, yeah, to me, it was odd. I'm like, well, why would they put Jesenia and Chris, who seem like a solid couple? Oh, okay, now we know, because these four women, these must have been people that were guys that were on these people's list.
Yeah, I would agree. And then, so do you think that, like, McKenna or something was on Noah's list and that's why they went?
Yeah, maybe. So maybe it's like, okay, let's just see if it causes anything. Because yeah, why would you send some full-on couples and split up some other couples? And then like Becca and Thomas, it's like, oh, let's try to mix up some people that are already in couples and see if there's something else there. So, you know, they know what they're doing, but it just seemed, I would rather see like just some sort of competition on the beach and and the winners get to go, but that wouldn't create the drama that they wanted. So we start out, it looks like a little conference room, a little hotel room with the tables, trying to make it look like a club. And
oh my god, it was like truly embarrassing. Like that was one of the times I've been like very embarrassed watching this show.
Yeah, because at least the wedding was like, that was a glam wedding, you know, that was a legit like reception venue with other guests there and stuff. So
yeah
Titus didn't even stay, just like, oh, he was like, I'm out. My party.
Yeah, this is later than my contract says. Yeah,
Wells wasn't serving the drinks there, he's like, I'm gonna stay back. And then four women show up. I swear you could like hardly know who, like McKenna and was it Alea that were the two, like
I didn't know any of them at first sight except Chelsea.
Yeah Chelsea, and then yeah, Alana. I would, like, you told me she was on Colton season, I would have believed it, but apparently she was on Matt James season for two episodes. Yeah, this seems like the suckiest spot to get put on, to come in to some lame event and that's your one moment to make it happen. But it explains, like, cause didn't we see Brooks at one time at the wedding? Like, people that were like, wait, weren't they there? But then they never show up on the beach. So
yeah.
Yeah.
I also
get their appearance fee and then go home.
I feel I feel bad for McKenna because I feel like McKenna was one of the people who were like, McKenna, paradise fodder. Like, she is totally gone. This is happening.
And then Tammy's on the beach, so.
Yeah. And then she just got relegated to, like, some weird club night and didn't even get a confessional.
Right. She's brunette now. Nobody knows who she is, I guess.
Yeah.
Could she still show up now that we know what happens with Alana?
No, okay. Like, sorry, we'll see you next year, McKenna.
Yeah, that really sucks. And I would have thought Alea would have been a good, you know, paradise contender as well.
I would agree.
But maybe, like, okay, she kind of clashed with Victoria P, so Victoria P is not there anymore. Maybe they don't care about these ones
maybe.
Anymore when they're,
yeah, maybe
that potential love triangle is not there or, you know, fight or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, Alana comes in and Jesenia knows that Alana's there for Chris as well.
How?
What is
how
going on?
Do you know that? Like, who is Chris?
Yeah.
How do you even know? How did anyone know who this dude was?
Exactly. Apparently it's through Katie that they hung out in San Diego. And so I don't know if it's like through Tammy and just like people that were friends with Katie, because Katie doesn't have, like, there were a lot of women on her season that weren't fans of hers.
Mm-hmm.
But she has some friends from her season. And so I don't know if that was Alana and Jesenia and they both liked Chris, but it seems strange. I'm like upset because Jesenia, like, you had Ivan. So on the one hand, it's like, what was Chris really offering you? And then Chris was pulling the same line, like there was something missing with Jesenia, which is what Jesenia said about Ivan. So it's the whole really messy, but really strange that Chris and Alana hit it off so fast.
Yeah. So like, it's a little hard for me to feel super bad for Jesenia because it kind of like, she kind of did the same thing with Chris. It was like, oh, Chris is here now. He's like my number one. But it was a skis bag of Chris to make out with Alana at the party in front.
That was uncalled for.
Yeah. Like, I wish I could feel more bad for Jesenia, honestly, but it's just, like, she did kind of do that to Ivan.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, so, I don't know.
So, you think it just wasn't as planned, but maybe there's just DM conversations going on?
Yeah, I do, and I kind of think, I feel like Chris had the same level of interaction with Jesenia as he did with Alana.
Yeah, it could be that they both, you know, they all met. He's carrying on like flirtations in the DMs with both of them. And maybe one is like more like a sweet and romantic and friendly. And then maybe the Alana one is like more like flirty. And so, because it just seemed like he was just like, I got to make out with her. And like, yep, yeah, I'm in on this now.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, very, very strange, but felt really bad for Jesenia. At first I thought she was like going home because they see her, show her leaving, and I was really worried about that. But she gets to come back and sort of let all the other women know what's been going on and like how, because they're all freaking out back at the beach about like, what if like he's making out with someone new. Like, what if Riley doesn't love me anymore? You know, kind of thing.
Yeah, Marissa, like, lost her mind.
Yeah, I had no idea that was her in the preview when they show someone, like, I want to go home.
Yeah, and I get being really upset and seeing, like, you know, you're just, like, on high on anxiety. And then you're basically presented with your worst fear, which is anything like, Chris made out with whatever her name is. Mm-hmm. Like, that would freak me out. Yeah, sure. But it's also, like, Marissa, like, let's get Riley back. See,
we saw one clip of him doing like the conga. That's it. Like, yeah, there's nothing to worry about. Mari had nothing to worry with Kenny.
I saw a tweet that was like Marissa like upset about what Riley's doing at the club, and like a picture of what Riley's doing at the club. He was like doing the worm.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. So Alana comes in. Like, this was strange. Like, I was really confused about like the timing of after this party and like when Chris was there. And then it was like Alana wasn't there. So But then she just shows up as a new arrival. And that's kind of when everything
hits the fan. This date was so awkward, too. And so he was, like, moping around because he knew he effed up and, like, but wouldn't really, like, talk to Jesenia about it. And then Alana comes in and asks on him that date. And it was just, like, a weird date. And maybe they just, like, edited it to feel weird.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Maybe. But, yeah, she just pulls him right away. And it seemed really strange on their date, like, the way they were talking to each other, too.
Mm-hmm.
And while they're on their date, it seemed like everybody was really, you know, upset for Jesenia and also kind of feeling like, who do these people think they are? I think some of it was maybe like they weren't the VIPs, like neither of them were, they're like first boots, you know, like basically. So some of it I think was maybe that. Like, well, Brendan's like our guy, like we still like him and we want him to hang out and or we like Piper's our friend or whatever. But so,
yeah, like why was that the energy towards Chris and Alana and not towards Brendan? Was it because like, oh, we're friends, like he's been here for so long, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, but I think nobody had like the connection to them. So once like he wasn't with Jesenia, it was like, well, you're not. You're stealing a spot from somebody kind of thing. Like, we don't want
but
you
is
here.
He like, I don't know, like I think that like if you are a solid couple, you like you should probably leave anyway, like that's just the way it is.
Yeah, it seems like just if you're a solid couple, but as long as you met on the beach, then like stay. But if you had something before, like these are the new rules, you cannot it will not be pleasant for you. And yeah, I just assumed all these like previews when we saw that, like Riley saying like, get the hell out of here.
Yeah.
Joe, they were all directed to Brendan and Piper, but it was, a whole other couple that gets pushed out the door.
Yeah. So I didn't love that. I didn't love the way they treated him and trying to get him out.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm interested to see if Brendan and Piper kind of, face the same kind of scrutiny next week when it comes to this.
Yeah, we did see some ITMs of people kind of raising that question. I think Demi maybe and even Natasha like didn't the same situation happen to me and they're still here. So yeah, and I think a lot of the people, you know, coming to Natasha's defense in that, like while it was airing, you know, didn't realize the extent of it either.
Yeah.
Until they saw it. So, yeah. I guess the only thing was, like, I don't really care about Chris and Alana either. Mm-hmm. So I was, like, not so bothered. It was just more like that double standard of...
It just felt, like, uncomfortable the way they were talking to him, I think, is my thing. Like, I do think they should leave. I think what them leaving is best for the show. But I just feel like it was... I feel like they should have come to that conclusion on their own instead of like being like, I'm going to pack your bags for you, actually.
Right. Yeah. And then Alana seemed like she was just like done with Chris, too. Like she was so pissed at him for just being like, yeah, I'm going to go. So because it's like ruining her experience and like, oh, so I just stay here and everyone hates me. And it's like it turned her off.
You know, like, yeah.
I just got here. I've been quarantining. I just got here for 24, you know, I've only been here for 24 hours. I didn't get to like have time on my show. So it just seemed like, you know, like she was almost more like shedding tears about that than wanting to be with him at all.
How weird was it when he got in her like cab and she was like, Chris, this is my cab. Yeah. Like I thought he was going to the right place by like going the same cab as her.
Yeah, no, they've got to do their own like... Exits, I guess. But yeah, you think you could share a shuttle. I think he wanted that, like, we're leaving the beach together kind of thing. And she was not having it because she was mad that he, because they also, like, seemed very smug on their date. Like, okay, we're going to, like, this is it. Like, I'm really glad you showed up and, like, I was waiting for you kind of thing. And they were looking to ride it out. but it was not going to happen that way.
It wasn't. But like, that's fine. There's like less people on my screen. Like I don't actually care that they're not here.
Right.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Chelsea also shows up with a date card.
Yeah.
And she goes for Aaron.
Interesting. Good for her.
Yeah.
They were cute. I don't know if I'm like blown, like my socks are blown off by their chemistry, but whatever.
Right. I would have, who else could she have gone for?
I don't know.
Why is nobody pulling Ivan? Like, he's not attached to anyone.
Yeah, I don't know. That's a good call.
And then I kind of agree with Becca K. She was like, I was hoping four new guys were coming in. one thing I loved in this episode was Becca and Joe's friendship. Like, they were making fun of the different couples and like imitating them, and she like kind of pulled them aside, like, I'm going home tomorrow, you know. like it's just funny to see that, like, she got rid of him night one, and they're like a parallel universe. What if, you know, what if you had picked him? What if you gave that a try? And then this was an interesting choice. I felt like Becca gets a date card while Aaron, and we hear her saying like, oh, I really want to get to know Aaron. I don't believe it because I feel like they've had time to get to know each other since she gave him the rose, and we haven't really seen them hang out, but she gets the date card while he's on the date. So he's the one person she can't ask on a date.
Ethan pointed that out too. He was like, that seems like some, you know, producer hands.
Yeah, I mean, it's tough because we've talked before about it can get really stale on Paradise, like many seasons where someone new comes in and they say, okay, let me just go talk to the other women, see who's available, and there's like Venmo John is the only person available or something, you know.
Yeah,
and we know like who's getting all the dates. And same with the guys coming in. And then once people are coupled up, they're not choosing from, they might look for someone new, but they're not like choosing from like the original cast anymore. So like, how else would you get Becca and Thomas together without some sort of contrived scenario like this?
Yeah. Like, this is, out of all the producer manipulation we've seen in the last few weeks, this is like the least of my problems.
Mm-hmm.
Do you like them together?
No, but like, I like that Becca's having a moment on Paradise. Like, I didn't want her storyline to be like, oh, this is awkward. Like, no one's really into me. And like, I was the lead and like, this was a bad decision. Cause I like that she took the risk, swallowed a bit of pride and was like, no, I'll go on that show. Like, I'll be the first like trailblazer to do it. And that can open up for more people. And that makes her a better TV when we have like a stronger cast. And that she was willing to like go on a date, I guess, have an open mind about him. But I just don't, from what we've seen of Thomas, like, I don't think he's as bad as what Aaron and his minions would say, but I also don't think he's like an amazing guy.
Yeah. So,
but I think she's had to deal with a lot of like seeing like her ex fiance move on really fast and on social media. And like, I just like that she's getting her moment to like date a hot guy on TV. I don't know.
And no, I'll
not to mention,
agree.
Like, having her like first fiance, you know, break up with her.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know about it, but it's not my relationship, so I don't know. But like, did you like her talking to Tammy about it first?
Yes. But I felt for Tammy because it's like, it's hard because it's like, she also did the same thing. Like,
yeah,
for another guy. And then, so it's like, you can't get too mad. And I really liked her answer. Like, no, like, this is what we kind of hear on the Bachelor Bachelorette seasons. Like, the people that have the right attitude about it is like, I want you to be sure. So if you were like, I don't want you questioning, should I have gone for someone else? Like, so like kind of the positive spin on dating, you know, 25 men or women at a time. And so she kind of said something like that, but then it seemed like, I think some of her friends were saying it on the beach, like Tammy was wanting to like show that she was stronger than she was in that moment. Like she wanted to say no, but didn't. So I don't think she felt like she could say no to Becca, mm-hmm. or like that she would be hurt by it.
Yeah, totally, totally, totally.
So, but at the same time, Thomas also was open to going on the date too. He could have said, you know, I really like where I'm going with Tammy.
Yeah, did you, I thought maybe Aaron would go back to Tammy. very much no.
Yeah, exactly. That's all he cared about, was like, he couldn't even care about like Thomas like potentially hurting Becca or anything, or Becca leaving him. It was like, yeah, Tammy deserves that.
So, yeah, that was rough.
Yes. Yeah, and then we just kind of end with Chris and Alana heading out and everybody celebrating that they left. But yeah, Natasha says, I feel the same way Jasenia feels, yet it's cool if Brendan gets to explore his already established connection with Piper. You guys feel this strongly about Chris, but you don't feel as strongly about my situation. So that's not cool.
So, I would have to agree there.
Where do you think these roses are going? Like, there's some up in the air, like people that we don't see at all.
Yeah. So,
because it's the guys giving them out.
Yeah. So,
who would we say is up in the air?
I would say Deandra,
mm-hmm.
Demi, Tammy,
Tia.
Kendall. I don't know. I feel like T is like
just gone.
I hope you had a nice time in Mexico. Her and Kendall both.
Yeah. Well, okay. So on the guy side, who's sort of like unclear, James, who's been invisible, yet he's just always there.
James and Ivan,
because James was with Mari, at least rose-wise. So yeah. Mari is now with Kenny, back with Kenny. So James, I could see maybe going with a Kendall or something like that.
Oh.
Or a Tia. I could see him giving like it to a name, because he gave it to Demi before. Like, I think he's like in the producer's pocket. Like, who do we want to keep around?
Yeah, like, we'll convince the girls to keep you if you just do what we tell you.
Right. Yeah, I can't believe he's been this much of a dud. Like, I just feel like there would have been somebody.
I can believe he's been that you much can. Of a dud.
It's just James, like, he seems like the person that would like thrive on Paradise. Like, it'd be like that random person that everyone was into, but
I guess so. But it's just like, he's such a snooze.
I know.
And he's like made no attempt to not be a snooze.
So true. Yeah. Who else? Maybe those are the only two. I just feel like there's
not that. I mean, Aaron might be up in the air a little bit.
Yeah, it's weird to think that there's still like new guys that will be showing up.
Yeah, I'm just ready for them. I just wish there was more like guys and girls on the same weeks.
Yeah, I wish there was a little more suspense. But did you get any takes from Doug's this week?
I did. I can't believe I just didn't give you duck steaks last week. So sorry about that.
I'm asking now because I want to get them before we ask questions so we don't forget.
Right. So I'll also read duck steaks from last week. It was just about the one episode.
All right. Yeah, they're evergreen, I'm sure.
There are 368 million people who could have potentially watched tonight's episode. Can you name even one person who thought Carl and Deandra had a strong connection? Better yet, name one person who would be happy to spend more than 30 seconds with Carl. I'm sure there's going to be somebody. I mean, his parents probably. If there's a more romantic place than a Mexican wrestling ring to hint that you're into somebody, but have no interest in actually moving to Toronto or Chicago, I have not heard of it. Why was Tajwan screaming at the ocean, and why was it still less unhinged than Connor's romper? It looked like my grandpa's old couch. Can you believe that was only last week that happened?
Yeah, it's making me sad that Tajwan's not here.
Me too. I love her. You are faced with a choice. You can either go on national television and give a 40-year-old man whose tattoos are a tribute to the early 2000s, a pinata full of condoms, or you can sit through a 1-hour lecture on morality and respect delivered by Aaron, or you can listen to the drunken cast saying happy birthday out of tune on loop for half an hour. Which option do you choose?
I think you're going with...
I'm going with the happy birthday, I think.
I think so.
And then he texted me, are you recording tonight? And I could have sworn, Doug, I truly could have sworn I texted back maybe. I'm sorry. I think I do these things in my head and then I don't. So I'm sorry about that. But I'm texting you right now by verbally texting you through my podcast, which is pre-recorded. Anyway, who is Chris? This is from this week. Who is Chris and why did we devote an entire episode to him? I had my dad all hyped up to watch the public destruction of Brendan, and instead we got this crap. Yeah, like I wanted some resolution. But I guess we'll get it next week, hopefully. I'm pretty sure that the stock techno music playing at the dance party was the same stock techno music playing in all the T-Mobile commercials running throughout the broadcast. Yeah, you got to save a little money. What is more shocking, that Demi believes she is fun, that Becca thinks paradise is hard, that anyone thinks Aaron is fun, or that wild dogs are apparently allowed on set and to eat the food?
Yeah, that was a fun moment.
That was the best moment of the two nights, maybe? Yeah, Demi is like convinced she's fun, and it makes me think of like Rob's classic rule of like, if you have to keep telling people something, like it's not true.
Right.
Did Brennan and Piper forget they were mic'd, or are they just two of the dumbest people ever? Also, do you think this will lead to Natasha being our next Bachelorette?
Probably not. I would love it, though.
Yeah. I would have to agree. Would you rather be referred to as a shiny penny or a rusty quarter? Frankly, I would take either to avoid having to participate in a high school dance inside an empty Mexican club. And how come you didn't read my takes from last week? Doug, because my brain is haku, and I truly thought I did.
We were recording later that week.
Yeah, Doug didn't watch the second episode.
Yeah, so you gotta,
and so you gotta
keep up with the Tuesday.
Yeah, and then we recorded late. So that whole Wednesday was really just... Last week was also a bit of a disaster for me. Because I also had the Pearl Islands podcast on Tuesday, which was nearly 5 hours. And then so I wasn't able to watch Tuesday's episode until Wednesday. And so like my whole week was just like... thrown, you know. Can't help it.
But good news.
Was that last week or?
I think so. Cool. But cool. It seems like only 1 a week episodes from here on out. At least this month.
Thank gosh. Although it's not convenient enough for us, if I'm being honest.
Yeah.
I like having the Monday to watch The Bachelor and then Tuesday to do the recording and then have the rest of my week free. As much as I love you, Amy, I love hanging out with you.
I know.
I like to get all of my week of commitments over early.
I agree. Yeah, especially now I'm recording with Asia for Married at First Sight on Thursday. So it's like back-to-back recording nights, back-to-back watching nights, and Married at First Sight is on while we're recording this. It's so much backup. I don't know how Rob and these other like prevalent podcasters do it.
Their main job is the podcast. We also work full time. You know, I was saying that to Ethan. I don't want people to think I'm complaining. I love this. Like, I love doing this. It's a hobby. It's a great time. But like, it's almost like a full day of work when you break it down, like the preparation of it, right? Like, and yeah, it's stupid because I'm watching The Bachelor. So like, what am I doing? But I don't know. That's just the way it is. I'm tired. I'm just tired. Okay. My little brain is broken.
Questions?
Oh yeah, I forgot about questions. Mm-hmm. Genuinely forgot because my brain is goofy. It's also past my bedtime.
This is an email we got from Dan. He says, Amy and Haley, put yourselves in the producer's shoes. You know Brendan and Piper have a thing, so you have two options. Option A, you put them both on the OG cast, give them a date card immediately, and hopefully send them on a Jade and Tanner path filled with Neil Lane rings and babies. Option B, you stagger their entrances to dial the drama up to a 10 and then bury them in the edit, because why not? Thoughts? Do we need any more proof the show prefers drama to love?
Really, I don't know. What do I prefer? I don't know. You know what I love is the ones where they, like, how do I explain this? Like, they know that two people coming onto the beach are interested in the same person. Like, they have everyone do like the initial, like, oh, meet and greet, like, oh, blah, blah. And then you bring that one more person, you're like, oh, everyone else is interested in this person. You know what I mean? Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I feel like that was Blake last time or someone like that. Maybe it was like Hannah G, or I don't remember.
Yeah. Maybe that's what they're trying to do with Ivan and Joe and Piper,
mm-hmm.
But it just didn't like become anything. Obviously, like with Blake Horstman, that happened with Dean.
Yeah. I just feel like it could have been done better, or it could have been done earlier. Like, I feel like we should have just. Although, is this only the second guy's rose ceremony, or is it the third?
I think it's only the second. Because
are the women only really given out one rose?
I think Brendan. Well, who? Yeah, because so, like Brendan had to give his rose to Natasha two different times, right? So, like to act like, oh, I didn't. I don't know.
Yeah.
Or is it just one? Because now the guys have the power this week, right?
Yeah, I think this is only seen it. Yeah, because we got a rose ceremony in our second week of watching.
Mm-hmm.
And then in our third week of watching. And then this is our fourth week of watching?
Wow. That's crazy.
I don't know. Anyways, we've completely, gone off the path from this question. I don't know the answer. I don't know. Obviously, the show produces... I mean, loves drama.
Yeah, I think they've totally moved on from caring about Bachelor in Paradise being like engagements and weddings down in Paradise anymore. I think like they're going in a new direction, and it is more just for like the messiness. And I think if we see engagements, it's going to be people that might be getting engaged for clout too. Like, I'm just not going to really believe in it. This is from George. Hi, Amy and Haley. Okay, so is Bachelor in Paradise broken? Kind of like how Big Brother and Survivor had to evolve and change the rules up because the contestants started to find loopholes in how to play the game. Does VIP need to revise their rules somehow to prevent the Brendan, Piper, and Chris Alana situations from happening? Also, is part of the issue related to the fact casting needs to include villains on The Bachelor and Bachelorette seasons for the sake of drama, and those people tend to get included in Paradise. What are your thoughts on the type of people being sent to Paradise? Does this all boil down to who is here for the right reasons? Finally, what do you think of the rotating host this season? Thanks, as always, George. Well, Piper and Brendan were both like not like far from being villains. They were like beloved on their seasons. It's making me question like Brendan's motives with Tayshia, you know, because he sent himself home.
Yeah. I do think Bachelor in Paradise is broken. I have two maybe like theories or not theories or like ideas. Like, go back to game format, like with Bachelor Pad, because they stopped Bachelor Pad once they broke that. So maybe it's time to come up with a new something. If you want to continue with Bachelor in Paradise, but continue with like what's going on, or like stop what's going on, film Bachelor in Paradise concurrently with The Bachelorette, or like a week later, so that there's less time for like those new guys to have been talking to the women from the previous season. So just like have them immediately go, because like I know some of these guys, they're actually gonna have strong feelings for the leads, but you're telling me James like was really into Katie? Like, no, that's not the case. That's not what was happening here.
Right Yeah.
I don't know. I think that might
be a social media passwords.
Just like lock everyone down for 4 months. Film every single thing at the same time. As soon as you're done in The Bachelor or Bachelorette, you go right to Paradise.
Yeah, they really could. I mean, send Tayshia one place, send Caitlin another, or, you know, maybe they are getting a different pair of hosts or a host for Bachelor. So, saving money with the hosts in general. They can work this out.
Just do everything in Mexico.
Yeah, and I think we've talked about just other things that were getting stale in terms of like the date format. They could, you know, make people like do group dates or make people like you have to say yes to a date. You know, you have like the date card showing up when somebody else is gone, or the games of like the blind, not that I love the blindfold things, but you know, like when they make them like, was it like Bachelor Pad, like answer questions or something that they might do on like Are You the One type of thing.
Yes totally
find some compatibility, or like who said this, or I don't know. Josh Creek, where is Trey to tell Brendan and Piper that they are not there for the right reasons when we need him the most?
Truly.
Marcella Gutierrez, does Brendan have the title for the most loved contestant to most hated in the Bachelor world? Where else have we seen such a drop?
I don't know. Greg, yeah, that was a quick one. I can't think of anything else, but also it is past my bedtime, so I don't have any brain power left. I had to get up early to go to the dentist this morning, too.
It's crazy. I'm going to the dentist later this week.
I feel like this happened last time, too.
I think so. I think we're
on the same rotation. We just have the same dentist schedule.
So funny.
Oh, it is hilarious.
Gary Hogan, on a scale of 1 to 100, how dumb was Brendan to say out loud what he said? Basically, they scammed everyone.
Like, so dumb. Like, you know there's cameras around at all times.
Yeah, and the producers don't want to look stupid, so they're going to make you look stupid. Allie Lacasse, my question is, how do they not go into this without a cover story and a plan? Maybe I'm just crazy here, but come up with a perfectly set plan to play it cool. Instead, Brendan just couldn't tell a lie to save his life when he was playing it down to Natasha, and Piper couldn't even go through the motions to pretend to chat with a couple other guys before asking Brendan on the date.
I think they thought they had a plan. They just didn't realize it wasn't good enough.
Right. I don't think they thought they'd be separated that long either. I think maybe first you don't know that you'll be separated at all, but you know, I'm sure he was expecting to see her day one too.
Yeah.
Mariama for Mari. I love Mari. Which predetermined couple do you dislike more, Brendan and Piper or Chrissy and Alana?
I'm just really mad at Brendan for the way he talked about Natasha. Like, we never saw Chris talking about Jessenia in that way.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm more mad at Brendan and Piper.
Yeah, that's true. We actually saw, they claimed he was acting, but we saw Chris look really upset. You know, he was moping around and isolating. So maybe that was real. Whereas Brendan was just laughing about it along with Piper. And kind of just like, kind of like what his statement said. It's like he wanted to take the, like, I'm the one that's going to look bad. And she was just kind of like, well, we'll just like be hated together kind of thing. Susie Ann. This is in quotes. Brendan is a twisted rat liar. Bonnie Yerson, 65-year-old retired woman in Florida and my mommy.
She is not incorrect, my friend.
Yes, maybe Bonnie wants to comment on the senior. We have an opening, perhaps.
That's true.
All right. Well, Haley, where can people find you these days?
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at @hstrong_. You can check out my Bookstagram at The Strong Library. I just finished a book called The Switch, which I really enjoyed. I haven't put the review up yet, but if you're looking for like a cute little, it's not like a rom-com, I'd say. It feels a little different. I would check that out. It's by Beth O'Leary. I read The Flat Share by her last year, which I really, really enjoyed, and I enjoyed this one as well.
Nice. And you can find me on Twitter at RGP Recapper and podcasting about Married at First Sight with Asia Welch on reality TV, her hap-ups, right where you find this podcast. All right, until next week, let's see what the drama brings.
Bye. Bye.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.